From the heart of Michigan and the center of forgotten America, the greatest state in the world, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the bodies of two alleged teens killers in Canada are recovered, bringing a two-week national manhunt to an end. The bodies pulled from the Nelson River in Manitoba. Number two, gun control, the focus of discussion by lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing. Extreme protection order legislation is being considered. Will Michigan join 17 other states in passing such laws that supporters say will save lives? And number one, the cry of Governor Whitmer was fix the damn road. And that led to her victory last November by a very comfortable margin. But what if there just aren't enough people or companies to do the job? Then who actually does fix the damn roads? That's a question being posed today after we hear more and more rumors of companies not having enough people to do the job. It's becoming a persistent conversation. We're doing some exploring of that conversation. But let me take you back to an article I found written by the building tradesman at MichiganBuildingTrades.org, written in 2003. Now, in 2003, unemployment was the problem, all right? By and large, hard hats are highly skeptical of claims that there are or will be shortages of construction workers. That was written in the article in 2003, but not so fast that Lou Glaser, president of Michigan Future Incorporated, who made a revealing presentation on demographics to delegates at the 46th annual convention of the Michigan Building Trades Council. Here's what he said in part, according to the article. In a sense, given this economy, this is a weird presentation with the number of your members currently looking for work, said Glaser. But the odds are in coming years, the normal state of affairs is that there will be a labor shortage in Michigan. And that's what we're hearing rumor of now, labor shortages. Bids being put out for road repair and road construction and nobody bidding. And when they do bid, the prices being substantially higher than they've been in years past. I can tell you this, the cost of a ton of asphalt has gone from $60 a ton in 2016 to $90 a ton in 2019 heading into 2020. That's plus 50%. Plus 50% the cost of asphalt, the raw material to do a lot of the road work, and that's going to throw a wrench in things. The odds are that in coming years, the normal state of affairs is that there will be a labor shortage in Michigan. That's what Glaser said. Demographic trends are shaping employment in Michigan. Michigan's population is aging and growing slowly. Remember, this was 16 years ago. And Glaser called it. He called it spot on. Let me give you some more details of what he said back in 2003. The number of people who are aged 45 to 64 in Michigan, those who will be leaving the workforce in the next two decades, grew by 28% in the decade from 1990 to 2000. But the number of Michiganian residents, 16 to 24, actually dropped during that same period by 4.26%, while those aged 25 to 44 dropped by 1%. Michigan's population growing substantially slower than the rest of the country. Michigan trails the rest of the nation in population growth in every age grouping. And here's what he warned. We're leaving an era when there were more people than there were jobs available in U.S. industry. And industry is about to be turned on its head from a scenario of relatively high unemployment to a surplus of jobs. Such a situation then brings us back to the aforementioned warnings about actively bringing more people into the construction industry. We're short construction workers. We are short construction workers, whether it's trying to find a handyman, trying to get something big done, or trying to get something done about fixing the damn roads. And that led to a final observation, one that could, and with more study perhaps should, affect how unions recruit new members, says the article. Glazer said a whopping 70% of young people make up their minds about their career choice in their 20s. Recruitment theories that it's best to get the attention of young workers in high school or even junior high don't always pan out. Glazer said his research says that only about 10% of people choose their career choice in high school. Glazer said people typically choose a career path after they leave high school or college and get a job. Using their job as a base, they acquire skills, a comfort zone, perhaps get a promotion, look around at other opportunities, talk to others, and then pursue or settle on a job path. The industries that will be most successful in attracting new workers are those that have developed a pipeline of new recruits. Connections through family, friends, business associates. The best example of this is the military, but he added that construction gives itself an enormous advantage in that you don't leave your training or educational institutions, you do it yourself. So we're hearing stories, and I hear it all the time, actually. People that own construction companies that build single-family homes or do remodeling can't find qualified carpenters. Very hard to find. Those that install heating and air can't find people that are qualified because they're all working somewhere else. And unless you offer big bonuses, they're not leaving. So it stands to reason that those that build roads and infrastructure and bridges and heavy construction and machinery, those folks are in huge demand as well. Those folks are in huge demand because there just are not enough people to fill the jobs and all the jobs needed to be done. We have a shortage in the workforce in several places. I mean, go try to hire a handyman. Good luck getting a call back. I went to the Home Depot recently. I need a couple of windows in my place up north. And they said, well, unless you buy three windows or more, we won't send anybody. So I need two windows. Well, unless you buy three, what am I going to do? Buy a window I don't need just to get the job done on the two that I do? This is not unusual. There's another guy that I've seen cruising around town with advertising down the side of his truck. Big advertising. I'm the handyman, whatever it says. I've left three messages. No return call. You know why that is? He's busy every day. Talking to a guy up north that said, hey, he runs a lawn care company. He's offering $15 an hour cash. He can't even get a high school kid to fill the job. He can't find high school kids. $15 an hour cash during the summer, outside, lots of money, lots of overtime. You can't find anybody to work? Are you kidding me? Man, I'd have done those jobs back in the day, getting paid cash to run around a lawnmower and stacking cash all day. Hello. Labor shortage. Will that mean problems for fixing the damn roads? Yeah, maybe. It just might. Wouldn't matter if you had $2.5 billion in a bucket of cash. It would not matter. If you can't find somebody, you can't find somebody. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.